This is for each of you. You got the clock right here. You got 1 minute or less each, and it can be really short if you want. But as we're finishing up this afternoon, the topic's been vertical transmission. What's one critical thing that you'd say, hey, the industry can do better at this that will help us as an industry and will help to keep our veterinary profession from being marginalized, as Dr. Lowe would put it? So
I want to go first.
Go first, Darren.
Because I know they're all going to take the answer. So I'm gonna sweep in here. No, I honestly think that the guilt and understanding her immunity and her status coming in to that farm is probably the most important thing you can do. Just either whether it gets the growing phase and exposure or immunity, I think is extremely important as she enters that farm. It's too late once she's there, because that's when you'll see this vertical transmission. That's when immunity is an issue. So sometimes you need to focus on that guilt coming in before it actually gets there and how you can actually minimize disease.
I'm going to go next. I'm going to follow up on Darren. Have patience. And by that I mean everything we're talking about, this is months to years of monitoring, not I get a result today, I'm going to go act tomorrow. So it's have enough patience to collect enough data over enough time in a robust enough manner that you can do some valid analysis on to understand the trends. And I think if we, and it's, that's literally for all these pathogens, whether it's PCV or myco or PRRS or whatever, one test result probably doesn't change my attitude. 10 in a row might tell me something more, right? It's this whole Bayesian logic of stats that what I know before tells me a lot more about today, and I'm not interpreting things in isolation. So patience, and that's really one of my strengths. That was a joke. If patience is measured in milliseconds, I'm great.
Great.
Hi, next. As I mentioned in my presentation, I think that we need to go two steps back, not just focus to the piglet, focus to the sow, focus to the guild, and start having a different approach in the way that we evaluate things. I mean, barn-to-barn evaluations is not enough. Contemporary groups is not enough. We need to evaluate with a more epidemiological view. I mean, problem is this means patients, because we are talking about projects that are going to last 24, 34, 36 months. And the people don't have the patience. They want to see the result, but we need to have the patience in order to consolidate information.
Mm-hmm.
Two things: give to gain and play well with others. Both are related. Give to gain and play well with others, meaning that I think as businesses within business, and I think as practices within client bases, we spend so much time and effort in making our clients better, and we spend so much time and effort making our businesses better, which is all good. But I think the thing that we miss, which is the give to gain part, that things that we do in collaboration with others comes around and helps us. And I think that's something that we miss a lot of times is if we are too narrowly focused and too myopic on just our stuff, we don't appreciate how much of the effort that we put into dealing with our stuff we could mitigate by giving to the neighborhood or participating, collaborating with the neighborhood or across businesses, whether it's networks or areas or both.
Very good. I could count on Dale to be profound to finish up our session. So let's give all four of these speakers a hand.